We sang a verse of it at lunch this afternoon, and let's sing the whole song. It's number 50 in our white book. Number 50, How Great Thou Art. It's a great song to sing here on the mountain of Pilgrim Camp. Say that when I bring my guitar. Let's hear the instruments on a verse, okay? Thank you. in before we sing on. Praise the Lord. Upon us tonight. All over this camp, Lord, we pray that as our little ones have their meetings tonight, and as the older ones have their gathering, we pray that you'll pour out your love. Oh God, a love unlike any other love. We pray that the Holy Ghost will cause the love of Jesus to be shed abroad in our hearts. Lord, pour out your Spirit upon every one of us tonight, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you will reveal to us how precious we are in your sight. Help us to understand better what it cost you to purchase us for yourself, Lord. And Lord, we pray that that love of Jesus will win out in every one of us. That love will conquer every life here on these campgrounds. Lord, these young people need to be loved. They need to know real love. Some of them have never really known real love in their life, and they don't know how to love. But Jesus, we thank you that your love is everlasting and so real. And we pray that that love will touch their lives tonight. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we have to sing that last verse, don't we? Number 50. Let's sing on.
When Christ shall come. With sorrow and with joy.
isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Let's sing number 324 in our hymn books. 324. Into the heart of Jesus, deeper and deeper I go. 324. Into Christ,
Lord, we're so thankful for all that you've done for us. But it just makes us hungry for more of Jesus. Lord, we can't get enough of you. And Lord, we thank you that you never stop pouring yourself out into our lives as we reach out to you. Tonight, Lord, we pray that you'll come and satisfy that hunger that you have put into our hearts. It can only be satisfied as you come and meet us, Lord. And we know that you're here to do so. And so, Lord, put faith into our hearts that we might meet Jesus tonight in a deeper way, and that he might fill a larger place in our lives than he's ever filled before. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
probably be good for us to sing that song, I Surrender All, but just before we do, I was reminded of something that I was talking about last time I was up at camp earlier this month, and we were looking at Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and we read something of that the other day as well. When Jesus came, after having waited, Lazarus had died, and Martha went out to meet him when she saw him coming. First thing she said to him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. But that's not all she said. She went on to say, but I know that even now, whatsoever you ask of the Father, he will give you. She didn't accept the fact that her brother had died. And she added that, but I know you can change it. Now, Mary was different. She came to the Lord and said the same thing, virtually. Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not had have died. But she didn't pressure Jesus to change anything. She accepted the will of God. Now, turned out that God worked it out the way Martha wanted, and that was okay. But it's the attitude that our sister Marie was talking about. And, you know, we want the will of God, but we want it this way. And then there are others that just want the will of God, whatever it is that he wants for them. There's a difference there. Remember those three children that were put into the fiery furnace? They told Nebuchadnezzar that we're not going to bow down to your image. Our God is able to deliver us from that fiery furnace. But if not, but if he doesn't, be it known to you that we're not going to bow down and worship your image. I'm sure that they were believing God to deliver them, but they realized, but if he doesn't, we can accept that. He's God. Whatever he chooses for us, we'll accept. That's hard to do. But God can give us grace to do that, and that's the best thing that we can do. It's right to believe God. We believe that this is what God wants, and so we believe him for it. But our serving God doesn't depend upon whether he does it or not. If God chooses a different way or something else for us, we do well to say, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I know that you can do this, and I'm going to believe you to do it. But if it doesn't work out the way I think it should, Lord, I just want you to know that I accept whatever you choose for me. And that was the difference between Mary and Martha. Lord, my brother would not have died, but I know that you can change things. And so change things. Mary didn't add that. She just expressed the sorrow of her heart, and she just accepted that will of God. Praise God. And Mary had something, it seemed, that Martha didn't. Martha had some wonderful qualities as well, but the Bible portrays Mary as someone who had some sort of insight into the will of God, who Jesus was, something of his work that he was to accomplish. And we can learn a good lesson from her. Maybe there are things that you want changed in your life, or you'd prefer that they were different. And maybe God wants them to be different too. But if not, well, let's keep still love him. And let's embrace his will and believe that he wants what's best for us. And his way is the best way. Praise God. Sometimes you just have to believe that by faith. Doesn't seem like it. But you'll find that as you embrace the will of God, it becomes sweeter all the time. Praise God. And I have to experience more of what I'm talking about myself, I know. But Lord willing, he'll give me opportunity to do that. Praise God. So let's sing that song, I Surrender All. It's in our hymnals. Thank you, Brother Paul. 362. And let's stand. Sometimes in our church, we always get people to stand when we collect the offering. And then they can dig down deeper into their pockets. We don't collect the offering up here very often, so I forget to get you to stand. So let's do that. 362.
All to Jesus I
was visiting a group down in Virginia who was into something of the faith teaching, they called it back then. I don't know what they call it now, and so it comes in all different shapes and sizes. But you know, they made a big issue of knowing what God's will was and insisting, not taking no for an answer. And they would stand upon the word of God and they would quote promises to God and say, God, this is what you promised. This is what you have to do. And it looked very, when I first came in contact with it, I was impressed with their love for the word of God and their knowledge of God's word and so on. But you know, after a while I began to see it wasn't so much a matter of standing up for God's glory. It was more a matter of insisting on my way and wanting what I want, God, wanting God to do what I want him to do. They say that the will is the last thing to surrender. And I saw that was so subtle that it looked like they were glorifying God. Lord, you have to keep your word. You have to do it the way we understand it. And anything that was appeared contrary to that, they would say was the devil, or they would take their stand against, they would rebuke. But it always didn't always work out the way they had desired and insisted. Often, God worked things out differently than they understood his will to be. And then that got them into a lot of confusion. They didn't know what to do with that. Now what do we do? Well, let's blame somebody. So they found someone to blame. Well, you didn't have enough faith. That's why it didn't happen. Or there must be something in your life that kept that from working out that way. And maybe sometimes that was the case, but most of the time it was just that God understands things differently than we do. And it's better to say, Lord, reveal your will to me, and then give me faith for your will to be done, rather than insisting that God somehow accommodate himself to my understanding of his will and what I want. I don't know if I'm making myself clear. Clear as mud. But it's really a matter of the heart. That doesn't mean that we don't stand upon God's word and claim his promises and so on. But there's an attitude behind it that is very important to the Lord. And when God sees that we surrender our will to his, then we see the bigger picture. And we see that God often has something much greater in mind than we can comprehend. And if God would do things our way, we would lose out tremendously. Sometimes I'd look back. I was frustrated. God didn't answer my prayers the way I wanted him to. And then I looked back and I saw what God did. And I said, thank you, Lord. What you did was much greater. I had no idea that you wanted to touch that life and you wanted to change this thing and you wanted to move in that way. Thank you for not limiting yourself to my puny little prayer. But I'm glad that you got your will done. Praise God. And sometimes we experience that, and it's good for us. Makes us to see that he's God, not us. That he's much bigger than we are. That his ways are not our ways. And that even our understanding of God's word has to be given to us by the Spirit. It's not just the Bible isn't just a natural book that we read and we try to reason over. We use our reasoning powers and so on. We use our intellect and the abilities that God has put into us. But by the enlightenment and revelation of the Holy Spirit, we need that. And so we hold God's promises before him and we wait on him so that he might show us really what he's promised and then work it out. Praise God. Did we finish this song? No, we didn't. You're going to have to sing it many more times in your life before you really get it into your heart, right? Praise God. Let's sing the last verse again, though. I like that verse.
Thank you.
are some that may be leaving us tomorrow or the next day. I'm leaving tomorrow, and so that's why I've been doing so much talking, right? But maybe you'd like to give a testimony. We like especially hear from those that are leaving, and give you opportunity at least to thank the Lord or express some desire or give some word of encouragement. But I don't want to limit it to anyone that's leaving. But let's just continue to worship the Lord and to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Young people, God uses young people, and God uses older ones and the ones in between. So we're old ears. Praise God. And if God doesn't give you anything to say, then don't say it. It's better to just be in faith for what God wants. Amen. Praise God. Now, we're not waiting for your testimony. We're waiting on Jesus. He's very present. So let's give him our full attention. Love him. Believe that he's working in us as we're waiting before him. You can't be in the presence of Jesus with an open heart and not be changed. Praise God. So thank him. Thank him that he knows what he's doing and he does all things well. And that he's working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, wonderful rest. Trusting completely in Jesus, I'm blessed. Sweetly he comforts and shields from alarm. Holding me safe in his mighty arm. Oh, what wonderful, wonderful rest. Trusting completely in Jesus, I'm blessed. Sweetly he comforts and shields from alarms, holding me safe in his mighty arms.
Amen. Let's sing, Jesus, Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. That's number something in our white book. Yes, number 8. Number 8 in our white book.
Thank you.
Apple.